Chapter 1. Rashin Smith sat on the bed with both hands clamped to his bowed head as he listened to the blood-curdling screams of his mother being beaten mercilessly by Black Bob in the adjacent room.
Okay, Bob, I'm sorry.
Barbara shrieked.
I didn't mean it. Please.
A vicious punch to the jaw dropped her to the floor.
I'm sorry. Please. Please.
Black Bob began stomping her with his brown Timberland boots as Barbara curled up into a ball, trying to protect her high yellow skeleton face by tucking her head close to her chest. She was hollering and screaming as loud as she could while clutching the crack pipe, keeping it close to her bosom for extra added protection. Normally her screams would slow Black Bob down, but tonight she noticed it wasn't working. Rashin fought desperately to tame the blinding rage circulating through his body. He looked up and saw his 11-year-old brother, Lamik, pacing like a caged cub. His infant-looking features no longer gave off accurate images. Lamik was so infuriated it looked like steam was seeping from his ears. His light brown complexion, dark brown eyes, and rigid overall facial features brought a deep pain to Rashin's 17-year-old heart as he observed his baby brother in a state of utter distress.
He's gonna kill Mama!
Lamik shouted as the tears finally started to drip from his eyes.
We gotta do something, Rashin.
Rashin got up and hugged Anmeek in an attempt to comfort him while looking around at the roach-infested bedroom. Although most of the roaches were hiding at the moment, it was evident an army of them would come out and play the second the lights went out. He glanced over at the dresser and saw a roach crawling on his old Spider-Man doll, an antique toy of his that he possessed since he was 5 years old. His mother's agonizing screams reignited the extreme hatred and utter disdain he had for black men who abused women. Images of a river of blood rolling down the gutters of the hood, all initiated by his own hands, flashed before his third eye. The sound of breaking glass unhinged both Rashin and Lamik, forcing them to break their brotherly embrace. Rashin sat back down on the bed shaking his head, trying to tell himself that his patience would pay off. Lamik was breathing hard with panic. Suddenly he ran to the closet, snatched a baseball bat, and headed for the door. Rashin sprung to his feet and intercepted him. He snatched the bat from Lamik's grasp.
We tried that already.
He grabbed Lamik by the collar.
Black Bob's too fucking big for us.
He pulled his brother back towards the bed and made him sit down.
How many times he gotta beat flames out of your dumb ass for you to realize we can't whip his ass head up?
Rashin sat listening to the screams while humming the new rap tune by Biggie Smalls. Lamik was squirming as he sat listening to his mom now screaming for help.
We should call the cops on Black Bob's ass.
Rashin felt an electrifying jolt from Lamik's remark. He turned in slow motion, faced Lamik and stared at him.
What the fuck did you say?
Lamik saw the rage in Rashin's eyes and inched away from his big brother, who acted 10 years older than his real age. Rashin jumped up and slapped Lamik damn near across the room.
You ain't ever supposed to call the cops. Ever!
He bolted for Lamik and slapped him again.
That's snitching. The worst motherfucker in the world is a fucking snitch.
Rashin sat back down and refocused himself.
I told you I got a fucking plan, didn't I? Now come your ass over here and sit the fuck down.
Lamik reluctantly sat next to Rashin, and a few seconds later they could hear the worst of Black Bob's ass whipping started to die down. They could still hear their mom weeping, moaning, and groaning, so they knew she was still alive. After a moment, Rashin put his arm around Lamik's shoulder and said,
Sorry for wigging out on you like that, but you know better than talking about snitching on somebody. We straight from the hood, man. We keep it real. We don't get down like that. You my baby brother, and you gotta be thorough. Let me show you something.
With a smile, Rashin lifted his shirt and pulled the huge 9mm from his waist. Rashin's 17-year-old hand gripping the weapon made it look much larger than it really was. Lamik's eyes lit up with something much stronger than glee. An observer would have thought he had just laid eyes on the biggest toy store in the world.
Is it real?
He reached for the gun with awe gripping his entire being. Rashin pulled the Browning 9mm out of his reach, took the clip out of the weapon, and handed it to his baby brother. Rashin's smile grew 2 inches larger as he watched Lamik dancing around the room, pointing and playing with the gun. After a moment, Rashin said,
Come on now, that's enough, give me it.
Lamik handed it back reluctantly.
I'm gonna show you how to use it soon. After I blaze Black Bob's bitch ass.
Rashin said without the slightest hint of insincerity.
Can I come with you?
Lamik said hopefully.
I want to shoot him too.
Lamik's expression was more serious than the crack epidemic of the mid-1980s, a plague that was supposed to be winding down according to a recent news report dated November 12, 1993.
You can't come with me on this, but you can help me out.
Rashin saw Lamik's serious facial expression grow into a network of smiles and wide-eyed delight.
When Bob breaks out, I'm gonna follow him. I need you to fill my bed with clothes to make it look like I'm asleep. If Mom comes in, act like you sleep and she'll leave. I need you to stay up so you can open the window back up when I come back.
Where are you gonna get him at?
Lamik's 11-year-old mind was gearing up for an onslaught of questions.
Dirty Ricky said Bob be at his house with his mom. He comes here, takes Mom's money, and be using it to get high with Ricky's mom. Ricky told me earlier he heard his mom and Bob talking, and he said he was gonna come over tonight, After he came from here, I might try to beat him over to Ricky's crib.
Rasheen heard his cue.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Black Bob said.
When I come back tomorrow afternoon, bitch, you better have my money. You laying up around here smoking up all my goddamn money when you're supposed to be bringing that cheddar to me.
Rasheen shot to his feet and grabbed the brown winter coat he recently took at gunpoint from some unknown. Cornball cat caught in the wrong hood. The moment he laid eyes on the coat, he knew it would be just right for this very special occasion. He raced to the window with Lamik on him as close as a shadow. Rasheen opened the third floor window, and the vicious January winter cold lashed at him with unrelenting anger. He turned to Lamik and said,
Remember what I said?
Lamik nodded as he excitedly ushered his big brother on, savoring the thought of Black Bob finally getting what he deserved. Rasheen raced down the fire escape of the old, decrepit tenement building on Jefferson Avenue near the corner of Lewis Avenue, the tip of the heart of Do or Die Bed-Stuy. He jumped from the last ladder step and landed wrong, hurting his heels. Rasheen hastily took flight down Jefferson Avenue on his way to Dirty Ricky's crib on Putnam Avenue. Black Bob exited the tenement building and headed in the direction Rasheen had just ran. He was completely oblivious of the small figure running in front of him with his baggy guest blue jeans and the unfamiliar brown coat.